Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome back, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys podcast, the place where money meets politics. And I have no idea where to start today, Glenn. I mean, by the way, if you need our information, thefinancialguys.com, everything there, Twitter, Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The world seems to be, the country seems to be on fire, at least the Democrat-run cities so far.
We took one Saturday off, and, you know, we went from talking corona.
It's gone.
We took one Saturday off. Corona's gone.
Yeah. Well, sort of. It's amazing to me, Glenn. You're looking at a Mayor de Blasio and then a Governor Cuomo who are still actually implementing all these asinine procedures for business owners as their businesses are being smashed to death.
That's right.
And these morons are still going, you know what? We're going to go phase two. You stay at home while you have looters just running through the streets, smashing windows, stealing stuff. Mm-hmm. But yet, if you get caught opening your business, it's going to be a $10,000 fine. However, if you burn down a Walmart, we're going to let you out. And we're going to, you know, you just come back. You don't need to post bail.
It's insane. In Italy, actually, on the positive side, the researchers there are actually saying that corona has mutated to a point where it's basically gone.
Yeah.
So the tests that they have done in the last week, the swabs, said that it's showing people that have showing that they're infected have such an infinitesimal amount.
Wait a minute. It ran the cycle that we said it would 8 weeks ago?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
And now it's in Italy, basically.
Man, we have to replay our podcast, folks.
Yes,
for those
I know.
Of you new to this, we have been dead spot on the entire time. Missed the civil unrest end of this part of it, but
didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming.
Unfortunately, this is absolutely so the good news is corona's gone, right? I mean, it's gone in Italy. It will be gone here too.
Yeah.
It's gone largely because the media has something else to fan the flames of now, right? And that's, of course,
the peaceful
peaceful protesters. Yeah. By the way, I know there's a handful, about 10%, which are actually peaceful. Mm-hmm. Stay away from everybody else, guys.
That's right.
Because you're going to be wrapped up in the Antifa garbage, and that's exactly what this is, folks. For those of you that think, I love it. My wife was like, well, there's a whole battle online now of people that are accusing it of being white supremacists.
I know, I love
and
that.
And MAGA people, and the other side, you
white
know,
supremacist.
Saying that they're Antifa and Black Lives Matter folks.
Right.
To be honest with you, I think there are a lot less Black Lives Matter folks, and I think they're mainly Antifa.
Yes.
This is George Soros and probably Hillary Clinton and the DNC funded domestic terrorism. That's what this is.
Yep.
You're going to find out, and I'm going to say another prediction here. You'll find out that these protests not only have ties back to George Soros, but that somehow Clinton Foundation money.
Sure.
Now, mind you, all of these celebrities, by the way, even Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden running for president has basically said, I am contributing and matching dollars to bail these people out.
That's
just
unreal.
So you know, these people are burning their fellow businessmen's businesses to the ground.
They burned
businesswomen to the ground.
A historic church this week. They burned down
a historic church. They're assaulting people,
that's
folks.
Right.
They assaulted a poor woman and her husband in Rochester, New York. They've assaulted people in Dallas. They've been plenty of people. They pulled a truck driver out of his pickup truck and beat him, right? I don't know.
You're just as guilty, by the way. You're just as guilty if you say you're going to bail these people out of prison.
That's right.
As they are doing it. Shame on you. And this guy wants to run for president. So you have people burning down buildings.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
And he says, look, if you get arrested, I'll bail you out. What kind of a dirtbag are you?
He doesn't even know what's going on. In fact, we should play. He finally releases a message. And honest to God, It sounds like you're talking to like your great, 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 great grandfather.
Yeah, in a skilled care facility.
In a skilled care facility. Yeah. Exactly right.
That's right.
He's like, well,
like right
know,
before you take him down for lunch, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this isn't right. I don't think we should be having these. Yeah.
Grandpa, I'm going to put the TV on. Okay, I'm going to go.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to go. Yeah. You all right? You're going to be okay? I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. I'll see you then.
I love you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's sad. I mean, to be honest, it's really, he has no idea what's going on, folks. He has, so if those of you that say, well, I'm going to probably vote for Joe Biden, you're not voting for Joe Biden.
No.
You're voting for whatever deep state puppets, you know, puppet masters are pulling the strings because he's not running anything.
His new plan for police officers, by the way, is to retrain them that if somebody comes at you with a knife or a machete, instead of just taking them out and hitting them and killing them, you're supposed to aim for the toes.
Right.
That way there's less fatalities.
Yeah.
What an absolute joke. Where do we live? I mean, this is unreal. Like, you're going to run for the leader of the free world, and you're saying to a police officer, which, by the way, is a human being who has families, who has children, hey, somebody comes at you with a knife, make sure you don't kill them. Screw you.
Right.
They come at me with a knife, I'm shooting them, right?
Yeah.
I'm shooting them right dead smack in the middle of their heart.
Right.
I'm taking them out. Guess what? My life is valuable, too, and I didn't start it. You come at me with a machete, you come at me with a knife, I'm hitting you in the heart.
Yeah, many police officers have been killed in the last, say, 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
There's been a huge uptick in officers being attacked, a lot of which, of course, was the fanning of the flames from Obama. Now, having said that, there are, you know, this guy in Minneapolis, he's been arrested, he's been charged, right? He's been charged, actually, as of today or last night, with murder.
Yep.
The autopsy showed that it was as a homicide, and so he is going to go to jail, where they will likely kill him in prison. No question about it, right?
Sure.
He's going to suffer, at the hands of the other inmates, no question. And he should, as he should, right? We are all, look at white, black, Republican, Democrat, we're all disgusted by what happened in Minneapolis.
Well, this is not about him anymore.
But this is an excuse to destroy.
That's right.
It's sad because even his brother, right, this poor gentleman's brother was out there. They should be playing his brother on every TV station.
Yep.
But they're not because they're just fanning the flames the best they can. But here's the thing I would like to say to our friends that are police officers and all the other police forces out there. You know, obviously we have your back. We've had your back for a long time. But here's the thing that you guys have to understand. There is a bad apple or two or three in just about every single precinct, it seems. I got to be honest. And I know in Amherst, I'm calling you guys out, town of Amherst police officers. We have many of you as clients that are good people. There's about two or three of you that are not good people.
Mm-hmm.
I know who they are. I'm not going to call them out by name. I remember one from high school, actually, that was buying beer for underage kids that's now an Amherst police officer.
Yeah.
Not a good dude, right?
Yeah.
Not a good dude. Yet he's there, right? There's about two or three of them. You all other police officers, you all know who they are.
Yeah.
You know who they are, right? Don't wait until they do something stupid and hurt somebody innocent like this happened in Minnesota. You guys need to get them out of your police forces. In Buffalo, in Rochester, in New York City, in Baltimore, in Minneapolis, and every single look in our industry, right? As soon as we find out somebody's out there ripping people off, we're calling the authorities usually, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've had several conversations with the SEC or with state regulators. In fact, I've even testified as an expert witness in arbitration.
Clients come in with statements, and we see that there's been something wrong, right?
What we want to do,
follow this back to where it is.
In our industry, we want those people gone right away, right? We want to turn them in, and we want them gone. Why? Because it hurts our whole industry, right? We don't want people to have to look at the financial services industry, which we believe is obviously vital. Important, or we wouldn't be engaged in it. You know, we're helping people to retire. We're helping people to achieve their dreams, to live securely, to be able to provide for themselves and their families, to protect themselves and their families in the case of a premature death or disability or whatever, right? We want to be trusted. We need to be trusted, right? And so when somebody in our industry is a bad apple, we turn them in and we try to get them out, right? Look at Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff had multiple people that were trying to turn him in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the SEC ignored it.
That was a pretty obvious one, too.
Pretty obvious one,
Stock market's down 30%.
30, he's up 8.
Right,
wow,
right.
No kidding.
But it seems to be that in the police department, it seems to be that that is that protect your own culture is like a fraternity, right?
Yeah, you got that brotherhood, and part of it is because you got each other's back, right? Like, boy, if I go into a building, right, I need this person to make sure he's got my back.
But take the example from the military, because I think the military gets it right. When there's a bad apple in the military, typically their fellow soldiers get them out, right?
Yeah.
Typically, they're calling them out, and they're getting them out. You know, of course you have, you know, issues with soldiers, you know, it happens in war, right? It's pretty rare, though, considering the stuff that they're up against, right? You can't say it's as rare with the police officers, though. And that in that right there, I think, is really what a lot of these protests are about, right? There's a cultural issue inside of some of these precincts where it is, we're going to protect our own at all costs. And it can't be like that anymore, folks. We trust you people, right? We trust you to make sure that you're protecting us. And unfortunately, when something like this happens, it puts a black eye across all police. And we can't have that because that's how the whole thing deteriorates, right? Yeah. That's how society, this distrust that is being sowed every single day has got to stop. But it's got to stop on both sides,
right? Part of that has exploded to the upside a little bit because the First Amendment, our First Amendment rights have been crushed
by
a lot of police officers over the last 8 weeks.
That's right.
Where I'm trying to peacefully assemble with my neighbor and they're driving down the street saying, you can't do that, right?
Right.
That's not your job. I think there's a lot of frustration there. I will say, though, I still believe the bigger problem is most police officers are very good, right?
Of course.
It's a small group of people. And the bigger problem is that we continue to let dirtbags out. Nobody wants to talk about that right now.
That's
true. But you throw a firebomb into City Hall, and now in New York State, you don't even have to post bail. Hey, come back whenever you want.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, here's another Molotov cocktail.
You seem like a good kid. You just threw a firebomb into City Hall. I'm sure you'll be back, right?
Here's the best part.
That is an absolute joke. And guess what? I continue to say this. You're a dirtbag and you continue to get arrested. There is a higher probability that you are going to get hurt in police custody. You know why? Because you're a dirtbag and you keep getting arrested. Right.
Well, you look at the Freddie Gray, right?
Yeah.
That was his issue, right? So he was killed on the way, you know, and of course, all those police officers were acquitted because they likely didn't do anything wrong. They put him in the back of the truck. He died on the way there.
Yeah.
The claim was that they were driving erratically, you know, but come on. The guy was arrested 32 times.
That's right.
He was 14 years old. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
He was like 20 something years old, but still he was arrested 30 something times. Right.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like when a cop pulls up and they see, well, there's Freddie again. Oh, there's Freddie again. Like son of a gun.
Right.
We gotta pick a friend. So the frustration I get, but again, you know, they need to do a better job of having some internal communication to say, we're weeding you out. Right. As the Polk County Sheriff had a great press conference in Florida.
Can we play that?
Yeah, we can play. He did a great job.
And by the way, Trump is late to the game on this. And I'll give credit where credit's due, and I'll smack you where it's due. The day one, when these people started rioting and looting and all that stuff, at day one, when we found out in Minnesota, to your point, by the way, that most of these people didn't live in Minnesota, that is, you don't need to be a detective to realize that this is Antifa.
Yeah.
This is people coming in. This is organized. They're trying to seize the opportunity. And you know what? That day, you get the National Guard and the Army together and say, this is not going to happen. You are not going to destroy our country, right? And by the way, the places that don't want that support, like New York City, and Mayor de Blasio, who's a complete moron, right? And Mayor de Blasio says, I don't want the police to be in riot gear. Okay. Now his daughter's getting arrested. Oh, I love her. I support her. Wait a minute. Shouldn't she be home, not social distancing?
Right.
That's what I was told.
Right,
I was told I was supposed to stay quarantined in my freaking house and not get a haircut. But yet your daughter, you're proud of her as she's out hugging and smashing windows? Anybody that votes for Andrew Cuomo or de Blasio, you are a moron.
Yes.
I don't know what to say. You are an absolute moron. You are 100% responsible for the collapse of New York State. And that's where it's going, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready, Florida. Get ready, Texas. Get ready, Kentucky. If you thought New Yorkers were coming down, if you thought the flow was big before, get ready. You may want to build a wall. Because some of these morons will come down and vote Democrat.
Oh, they will. Absolutely.
They will vote Democrat. Just so you know, they will stay up there. They will they will destroy that state and then come down and bring all their practices with them.
Yep. It's like shitting in your own living room.
Yes.
Is really what it is. It's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do.
And these idiots can't figure out what stinks.
Yeah, what is that?
How could this be?
Why is that? Huh? What are all these flies here for?
I don't know.
They don't get it. It's really amazing. It's sad because if Governor Cuomo refuses to call up the National Guard as they're burning historic structures in New York City.
They
threw a firebomb into City Hall in Buffalo They let the guy out.
Yeah.
No bail.
Right.
Hey, here's a gift card. Go buy some more bottles and some Molotov cocktails.
Did you get your welfare this week, by the way?
Yeah. Are you good with that? Yeah. I mean, come on.
And now they're talking about paying people to come back to work. A bonus, by the way. So they gave him an extra $600.
Who's paying them? The government?
I guess.
Going to pay them to go back to work?
Well, that's a new federal proposal, is to say, look at the next stimulus.
Nancy Pelosi's?
I would think, yeah.
By the way, going back to Minneapolis, they actually walked back. Originally, they thought that like 80% was from out of town. They looked at the police records, though. They weren't.
Yeah.
Most of those folks were right there in Minneapolis.
Oh, good.
You know why? Yeah. Because as the FBI stated, that's the terrorist recruiting center for the United States.
Yes.
It happens to be Ilhan Omar's district. Mm. Oh, I see. Yeah. Here's the thing.
She's got to be real happy with the success of this whole rioting.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's Antifa folks in every city across the country. There are Black Lives Matter folks. Now, the Black Lives Matter folks are a little bit different of a group, right? There's like two factions of those folks. There are the folks that actually want to change things,
yep.
right? That actually care,
yep.
that are peaceful, that are logical, that understand that there are some issues with some of these, you know, departments that need to be mm-hmm. addressed. I get it. But there is a violent faction of the BLM
yep.
that is more like the Antifa.
Yep.
Antifa's all bad.
Yep.
They are all bad. These are 25-year-old, freckle-faced, living in their mom's basement, absolute losers. Here's the thing, though. For those, by the way, that were online saying, well, it's MAGA people, it's white supremacists, it's,
yeah.
Were those attorneys in New York City, you think they were voting Democrat?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
They were arrested.
Yeah.
Attorneys, you're in a prominent law firm. You're out there protesting right next to de Blasio's daughter.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When we were out there protesting because you were taking away our First Amendment rights, it was, oh, my God, how irresponsible. How you're like murderers. You're going out there. You're going to spread this disease. And now de Blasio, oh, I'm so proud of my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
Can you believe that?
I'm so proud. And yeah. then you get
and
these.
By the way, Antifa, to your point, because I hear this, well, it's black and white. No, it's not.
No.
It's both black and white. Yes.
Yes.
That's what Antifa's made up of. There's just as many white people breaking down these windows than there is black
people. There's more. There's more. In the videos that I've seen, in the riots I've seen, there are more 25-year-old snot-nosed white kids.
Yes.
You know, privileged, liberal white kids.
Yeah, we'll find out they're
suburban
doing this, kids coming
right?
into the,
yeah. To be honest with you, a lot, you know, it just, look, this whole scenario is out of control. And I will say, let's play this Polk County thing because he's absolutely right. You come out to the suburbs, and what's his name in Rochester? I can't think of his name now. God, I'm sorry.
Well, the
anchor in Rochester is a great guy. We've been on a show. He's like the Sandy Beach of Rochester.
Yeah.
Geez, old Pete, I'm having a brain freeze. Lonsbury.
Lonsbury,
He nailed it yesterday in a tweet. He said, you know what? You know, the folks in the city, you know, of course, you guys are all liberals. You're not armed. You come out to the suburbs, however, it's going to be a different story.
Yes.
So you Antifa folks keep talking about bringing it out to the suburbs, bringing it out to the suburbs.
Be careful what you ask for.
That's where the guns are, right?
Yeah, let's play lots of them. Yeah,
I mean, I hate to say that. Nobody wants to see anybody injured, but I can tell you, I'm not standing while you throw a rock through my window.
If you get,
I'm throwing something back at about 1,000 feet per second.
If you get a chance, go to our website. There's a video of a business owner in Rochester. We'll post it.
Yeah,
today.
And I'm not condoning that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's the right thing to fire shots. But you know.
But let me say this: I do believe it's the right thing to defend your business and everything you work for. Right?
It's not the right thing to get your ass kicked.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Yep.
It's not the right thing to get your head beaten in.
You have the right to defend your property, and if somebody's going to come into my office or my house, I'm defending that piece
of property. No question. My house especially.
On everything I have, right?
I feel bad for the folks that are stuck in the city.
But the video in Rochester, by the way, is a business owner. He starts shooting. I mean, he really does it. I'm not saying you do that. I'm just saying you got to protect your...
Although that is what Biden recommended.
Yeah.
If you recall, Biden did say...
Yeah, take a shotgun and shoot it up in the air.
Yeah, shoot a shotgun up in the air, and that should discharge the crowd. I mean, that was Biden's recommendation.
But if now somebody comes at you to kill you with the intent to kill you as a police officer... Don't make sure you don't kill him.
Yeah, try to shoot the wound because that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's what we're all training.
By the way, where's Oprah? Where's Obama?
Oprah.
Where are all these athletes? By the way,
Colin Kaepernick. He's offering bail money.
Yeah.
He's matching the money.
Yeah.
He's you know.
By the way, they should be charged.
Absolutely.
If you're going to bail somebody out,
aiding and abetting.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
You want to bail these dirtbags out? No problem. We'll put you right next to him.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can play this clip. I got to find
this Polk County Sheriff. By the way.
Yeah, he's so good. Understand. That we had resources there, and a very few cars showed up. When they showed up, we were there first. And we stopped that few cars. We made one arrest. Several cars fled. The Highway Patrol did a marvelous job, absolute marvelous job, and they chased down and arrested a few more. But the message is clear. You come here to peaceably assemble and protest. We're going to make sure that we protect your constitutional right to do that, and we encourage it. But for those that want to come in stealthily among those wonderful people who were simply making their position known, the ones that tried to infiltrate, we're going to hunt you down and lock you up if you engage in any criminal conduct. Now, before I turn it over to two of our community folks that I have known.
Let me pick this up.
We are going to hunt you down.
Yeah. Remember the mayor of...
But he's on offense, right? That's how you got to deal with these people. You cannot be defensive. We already know that, by the way, right? New York City, the loving, all-loving liberal left. We include you. We love you. They are smashing your town first.
Right.
Do you not get that? Right. In the city of Buffalo, right? Yep. They smashed Elmwood.
Right.
Elmwood. The all-inclusive.
Yeah, who lives on Elmwood?
Everybody,
who lives
right?
on Elmwood? That would be, mainly liberals.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
For the most part, not
in
everyone.
In Atlanta, they hit the CNN building.
Right.
Right? I mean, I'm not saying I would understand anything to what they're thinking. I think these people are mentally ill and they're sick people. But if they went into the Fox building, you go, okay, I understand what they're trying to accomplish. They smashed the CNN building. Right. That just shows you how either totally incompetent they are or they just don't care. They just want to cause destruction.
That's all they want.
The first thing in their way. But you know why it's the CNN building? Because it's probably not as protected as the Fox building.
I guarantee you it's not.
Will be surrounded with major security. Those people will be able to defend yourself. And we have not talked about this yet.
That's true.
But Andrew Cuomo, go to hell with your seven, I don't need seven bullets to kill a deer bullshit.
I bet you people wish they had him now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people right now thinking that, and we've said it for a long time. You've been more encouraging everybody in our office to get trained safely, do it the right way, understand. But to have that to be able to protect yourself. You know what? That business owner in Dallas that got dragged out of his goddamn business because he only had a machete. Mm-hmm. And they I think they killed him. If they didn't, they beat him up pretty bad, right? Mm-hmm. He was trying to defend his property, something he built forever. They smashed the window down, went in, dragged him out, threw the machete out of the way, and kicked the crap out of him, right?
Yep.
Do you think he would have liked 10 bullets? Do you think he would have stopped it? Do I think he should have had I think he should have had 50 bullets.
Yep.
Whatever you need to defend yourself from these dirtbags. Mm-hmm. And how in the world
imagine that
liberals now say, you know what? That's a great idea. We should limit. Guess what?
No, they will. They'll want more of it.
They will.
Well, they'll want more of it. They'll say, we can't.
De Blasio's walking around New York City going, well, I'm really happy. I don't think the police officers hurt anybody in the last few days. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
We have to play play that other video I sent you about the they were interviewing some of the people down in New York City, everyday people that live there, and they're like,
"Well, I think it's good. I think it's okay.
I see why they're doing it. You see what?
But
if you come into my neighborhood and break the windows of my any restaurant, I'm defending that.
Yep.
If you break any windows of the pharmacy in my town, I'm defending that.
Like it'll
and
be
if
the
you
same
come down
people.
My street, you better not step on my grass.
It'll
I'm
be the
defending
these
that.
Will be the same people that are complaining that there's no businesses in my community.
Yep.
It's racist.
Yeah.
No banks want to open. It's racist.
Yeah.
A Target won't open. Yeah. It's racist. Well, you know, if I'm a business and you kick my windows in and you burn my place to the ground.
No, I'm not reopening.
And I decide not to rebuild in your community. I don't think that's racist.
No.
I think that's smart.
That's smart.
Right? I think, sadly, there are businesses like banks that are forced by regulation to have to maintain.
Yeah.
That's coming next, by the way.
Yeah.
Next, it won't just be banks,
folks. It'll be Walmart.
It'll be Walmarts and Targets. And if you want to have a franchise like a McDonald's, you better make sure you open them up in a geographically dispersed area.
Yep.
Never you mind that you're going to have graffiti and your windows kicked in and your business burnt to the ground
and
by
some
Antifa.
Of your employees
but,
might get killed.
Hey,
right?
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Let me play more of this clip from the sheriff because this Polk County sheriff is dead on. Sheriff Grady Judd is probably one of the best sheriffs across the country. We have a handful of them, right? You got the Sheriff Arpaio in Arizona. You got Sheriff, I can't think of his name. He ran for president up in Minnesota.
Right
actually,
in our backyard, Tim Howard. I mean,
Tim
Sheriff
Howard,
awesome.
Fantastic guy, right? He gets it. He was on the radio show a couple weeks ago. Totally gets it. We should have him back on again, actually, now that we're doing a totally different conversation now, right?
Yeah.
Let me play more of this in Florida, though, because this guy really, he just nails it. Oops, I'm going to back this up. Go back to the beginning. And let's go.
As a law enforcement community, we want to say first and foremost that the death of George in Minneapolis at the hands of that police officer was outrageous. Had that police officer done here what he did there, he would have been locked up in the county jail by sundown.
Okay, that's important right there.
Yep.
Let me just talk about that for a second.
That's leadership.
Had they locked this piece of garbage police officer in Minnesota up that day, you don't have this, I don't think. I mean, I think they try. This, again, a lot of this is being funded by George Soros and the left, right?
But it may have still spilled over, though.
It may have, but I don't know that. Here's what I think what really happened here. Okay, couple things. Number one, the prosecutor in Minnesota came out, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is Keith Ellison, right, who's a former Democrat and Antifa supporter.
Yeah.
But the prosecution came out and said, I believe, and maybe it wasn't him. It might have been the local prosecutor. I'm not quite sure. But they came out and they said, well, hang on now. Not all the facts are out yet, and there's more stuff that you haven't seen.
What is that?
Oh, but then the family released more of the video, right? Yeah. So
it actually got worse, not better.
That's right. So basically what the police department said and what the prosecutor said was, hold on a minute, you don't know what happened that led up to that incident. You know, he was potentially resisting arrest. They spent 8 minutes trying to get him into the cop car, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody else released a video that showed that none of that was true.
Right.
Right? And then you realize that, uh-oh, the police department of Minneapolis once again is trying to cover up something. And that's when the riot started. Yeah. They didn't start that same night.
Right.
They didn't start that same night. They started when the politicians in Minneapolis, Democrats, made really dumb comments. Really dumb. Like, well, I don't know. We got to look at all the evidence. The police officer may have been in the right. No, you're never in the right. I don't care if the guy is resisting arrest. You are not the judge, jury, and executioner, right?
That's right.
You take him in.
Get him in cuffs, you put him in the back of the car.
He was under control, clearly. It was unnecessary.
Yep.
You can't defend that, right? No. The Polk County Sheriff, if that's the precinct head in Minneapolis, we might not be here right now. You know why? Because just like he said, that guy is behind bars that night. That night, if the prosecutors and the police in Minneapolis had taken it seriously, as opposed to initially defending him, we're probably not here right now. We might be. You're right. Because, again, a lot of this, I think, is they had kindling into a big pile, and they were waiting for someone to strike a match,
And you know it's going to happen, right? You've got too many police officers. There's 330 million people in the country now. I mean, that's a lot of people, right? No matter what you do, you're going to have a bad egg. They were prepared for this, no doubt about
that. But that was the difference in Democrat-run governor, Democrat mayor, Democrat prosecutor, and Democrat police chief.
On top of that, the first night, they're like, well, look it, we're just going to step back. It's almost like if you want to smash the windows, it's okay. Just don't go over to that street, okay? If you want to ruin this whole city and this part of the strip, that's fine. We're just going to let you do it, right? What's amazing to me now, though, is you've got people antagonizing police officers, getting in their faces.
Yeah.
Our First Amendment right is to peacefully assemble, right? They should immediately be tasered, immediately be pepper sprayed.
But we can't. We
get those scumbags out of there. They are trying to get the police officers to do something they don't want to do.
Of course.
Put them down and get them out of the way.
But look at the difference, though. I mean, the difference, if that happened in Florida. Well, okay, let's take Florida, for example. Okay? We had a very similar incident. Sad. The guy was a drummer. Good guy, right? This was only a couple years ago. He was pulled off on the side of the road off of an exit just south of Palm Beach, right? He was coming home from a late-night gig playing at a bar with his band. His van broke down. He had pulled over on an off-ramp, and an officer in an unmarked van pulled up behind him and shot him dead, right? Now, they claim that he had a pistol, blah, blah, blah. This was a bad cop, right? This was a bad cop. He had one write-up before this. They immediately arrested him, put him in jail. They prosecuted him, and they tried him for murder, and he was convicted.
Yeah.
There was no riots. Right. You know why there was no riots? White officer killed a black guy. You know why no riots? Because they arrested the guy.
Yeah.
They have prosecuted that. The police chief and the prosecutors came out and said, this guy had a prior incident. He appears to be a bad egg. We've arrested him, and we're going after him. This guy in Minneapolis had eight prior incidents where he was written up for
I think 17.
Or what? Maybe 17.
Yeah, no, I think he's 17. He had 17 write-ups on him, whatever that means. I'm not sure. But
so back to my original statement, you, Mr. Police Chief, Why is he still on your force?
That's right.
You're responsible for this too.
Right.
Right. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Every single one of you in that police department, every one of you in Minneapolis, you knew this guy was a bad egg, right? Here's the other thing. They haven't charged the other three police officers. Why not?
Right.
That's not helpful.
No.
They should be charged too.
Absolutely.
If you're a police officer and you're standing by while your partner strangles out and kills somebody, you are just as – look, if I stand by while you gun down somebody and do nothing, I'm an accomplice to that murder. Those three officers, you are all accomplices to that murder. They all need to be charged with murder as well. Yep. So on the one hand – I understand people and how they're upset. I'm upset too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you can see it, right?
But
I want those other three police officers charged with accessories to murder. Why are they still walking free, right? There's been no discussion about those other officers. But to be charged 8 times or 17 times or be written up that many times, you, Mr. Police Chief of the Minneapolis Police Department, you know, you guys all knew. Yeah. Don't tell me that you guys didn't all know. Unless you were hired yesterday and didn't know the guy, every single one of you in Minneapolis that worked in that department with that officer, every one of you knew that he was a bad egg. Every one of you.
You can make change, though, peacefully, right?
And of course you can.
Not, this is not about George Floyd right now. This is about
we're way beyond
can I
that.
Steal and how much can I destroy America, right?
Absolutely.
I have a whole
we're way beyond
by
that.
By the way, for Dr. Martin Luther King, when you look at what he did, right?
Yes.
And his message of beating people through education, right? Beating people through peace. And you think about the change that guy made.
Yeah,
right?
Amazing.
We're still talking about him decades later about what an amazing leader he was. He didn't burn anything down.
No.
He didn't smash any windows.
No.
His message was just the opposite, right? You can peacefully protest. You can get together and make change the right way. And Dr. Martin Luther King did it the right way.
Here's
and that's why he's a real leader that we're talking about for. We will be talking about him for 200 more years, right? 300 more years about what he did. This is not about that right now. This is about how much shit can I steal and how much can I get away with it. And by the way, the more we allow these people to get away with, the more they smash one store and we say, that's okay, Billy, go down to the next one. Guess what? They're going to continue to smash their way through the whole damn country if we don't stop it.
Sadly, this is taking away, like I said, the message that should be is we need to weed out some of these. Look, it's not just one or two bad eggs. There seems to be a bad egg or two in every place.
We got to weed out the bad eggs, but we also got to stop the garbage and smashing windows.
Oh, absolutely. No, I don't disagree with that. But the problem is, again, is that we haven't done that, right?
Yeah.
So I understand. So now you take advantage, and you've got all these Antifa folks taking advantage. But here's the difference between a Martin Luther King Jr. and what we have today. He was a Republican. Big difference, right? He was doing things in a peaceful manner. And I'm not saying because he's Republican versus Democrat. But the Democrats today, and I'm not just saying Democrats, the leftists today, let's be clear, the leftists today are anarchists. They want to burn down the country. There are people like Ilhan Omar who believe that America is inherently evil and wrong, and all of our institutions need to be torn down and recreated. It's the same as the BET founder, right? He came out this
now
week
he wants
and said
what, $15 trillion.
If we just pay all the we want to pay $15 trillion in cash money for reparations.
Well,
let me just ask a question.
By the way, what would that do? So he wants to pay cash money to black people?
I guess.
Even though a big chunk of this and the windows being smashed are from white people.
Right, but let me just make sure that people understand this, okay? When you talk about reparations for a second, Kamala Harris, who is a black woman, her family owned hundreds of slaves Jamaica, okay?
That's right. Well, that's the black people were selling the slaves to white people.
But her family in particular, Kamala Harris, her family in particular, African-American Kamala Harris, although she's not from Africa, she's actually from Jamaica, I guess she's black, right?
She should pay up.
But here's the thing.
She should be part of that.
Well, so that's
trillion.
The thing. So my family fought for the North during the Civil War.
Yeah.
So I should pay reparations to Kamala Harris because I'm white and she's black.
I think she should pay money to you.
Right? But do you see how ridiculous this is?
Yeah.
Look at this. You're talking about 200 years ago now, right? I mean, almost, 100 and whatever, 170 years ago.
Yeah.
Look, if you think that just paying people off, saying, well, here's $15 trillion because we're inherently racist, that's not going to solve a thing.
We've already been trying to do that for decades with welfare, and it's not working, right? We've said, look, we need to give certain groups of people money to try to get them back up to a different level, and the only thing it's done is made things worse, not better, right? The only way you're going to win is through independence and education, right? And you know what? When it comes to the inner city black community specifically, the problem there is culturally. It's you've got sperm donors, not fathers, right?
Well, and you have lack of education too.
There's not about it. Yeah, and they refuse to fix that, by the way, right? You looking at the city of Buffalo, where leaders like Carl Palladino have stepped up and said, "Look, let's really try to fix this guy. Let's really try to fix the school system because we know that the 30% graduation rates are not working. The teachers are getting paid. The pensions are there, right? The cost per student is way more than we're paying to send somebody to the best private school out there, yet the results aren't there. But they don't want to change it, right? They don't want to change it. We definitely got to talk a little bit about COVID because what's completely asinine to me is we still see leadership in places like New York State that are still locking down very good business owners, and I just
now Michigan went right to phase four yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's what New York.
So Michigan,
did, right?
Michigan, I mean, just went, what the hell? So now we're protesting. So Whitmer's like, the hell with it.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do, right? You got to do that. Now it's like, okay, look, if you think you've got a compromised immune system, you cannot continue. Mark Poloncarz, I don't even know what to say. I mean, your idea this week.
Did they open today?
No. Well,
they were going to decide last night.
Here's phase two, which, by the way,
you can't even. Yeah,
phase two. You need to answer questions like this. Hannah in our office has been working on that, right? On a business plan to reopen. What kind of bullshit is that? When Andrew Cuomo's never run a business, so what does he know the plan?
So you have to agree to things like. All of your employees have to test their temperatures every day.
What a joke. Right?
Every employee has to be able to wear a mask or be able to social distance. Yeah. I mean, the list of things.
Bye-bye, New York. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's
bye
a bye. Joke. Well, you look at Capella's Salon, right? They're a huge salon in Buffalo, right? Yeah. Capella's has been around for a long, long time. They employ a lot of people. He looked at it and he said, I have to get my employees tested every 2 weeks. They can't even get tests, right?
Right.
My employees are trying to get tests. The testing centers are saying you got to call your doctor. They're calling the doctors. The doctors are saying, well, you don't have any symptoms, so I'm not going to prescribe you a test. So they can't even get the test.
Yeah.
So basically, what the state has done is said, here, you can go ahead and reopen, and here's the criteria to reopen that you couldn't possibly accomplish.
You need a moon suit.
That's right. It's ridiculous.
A space suit.
It's ridiculous.
Here, by the way, let me show you New York, okay? This has been New York. This is what's going to happen here. Yeah. This is it, by the way. That's it. Right here. This is what we're going through
This is why he's holding everybody hostage for federal funds. Because without the federal funds, he's screwed.
And he's not going to get them, by the way. Donald Trump. Donald Trump has continued to say, if you are a dysfunctional city, and now, by the way—
But they're going to cheat like hell to put Biden in there. They're going to cheat like hell to put Biden in there.
They're going to have to.
And then if they win the election, folks, they're going to hand out our money left, right, and center to places like New York and completely bail them out.
Just like the Obama bailout.
We will go to $50 trillion in debt by the end of Biden's first term. It'll be unreal. Getting back to these protests just for a second, though, and I just want to say one more thing about this. You know, the sad part about this, again, is that if we just stayed peaceful, if we had peaceful protests, then I think we could advocate for, changing the culture within some of these departments so that, you guys are calling each other out and you're holding each other accountable. Sadly, now the message is gone.
Yes.
Right. Sadly, now we're on to, we got to stop these thugs from burning our cities down. Right. No one's thinking about George Floyd anymore.
No.
No one's thinking about, fixing police departments or fixing that one or two bad apples in every department. How do we do that? How do we change training? How do we go about this? No one's talking about any of that, right? Now we're talking about Antifa thugs burning our cities down. Yeah. So good job. Antifa has taken the complete message away. What they have done, folks, is they have hijacked the message.
Yeah.
They have, and I tell you what, the Black Lives Matter folks, they get this, right? In fact, in Buffalo, there was some of the Black Lives Matter leaders came out and said, this is not our protest, folks. Don't go. If you're part of our group, do not go downtown. This is being organized by two young, girls that are whipping this up on Facebook. This has nothing to do with us. Those two young girls are Antifa thugs, is what they are. Mm-hmm. And the Black Lives Matter folks were smart to say, This is us. Keep us out of it, right? Yeah. In fact, you got some videos where some of the folks are calling them out. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you smashing this window for? What are you doing? You can't do that. Like, this is not right.
Yeah.
And so they get it. Like, they're smart to say, "Whoa, this is going to hijack. You're hijacking our message." So think about this, folks.
But the
white liberals are burning down the black cities.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
The Black Lives Matter folks are saying, "No, this isn't right." I'm telling you, it's the most of these kids are suburban, you know, living in mom's basement, snot nosed.
At least the leadership
daughters
of it
and sons of politicians
the
like de Blasio,
the leadership and college professors, the ones getting everybody rolling is exactly that, right?
Well, in New York City, you had two attorneys.
Here's the sad thing is there's going to be no revenue left in these communities to help them, right?
No.
I mean, you're burning down. Look, you burn down a Target and you burn down a Walmart in a community. Guess who's paying the taxes in some of these communities, right? There will be nothing left to be able to help support these. The gap between the rich and the poor will only get wider. It's going to get wider and wider and wider.
So Bernie Sanders comes out, right? Well, what an idiot.
Oh, it's funny.
Oh, the wealthy have been looting for 40 years.
No, the ultra wealthy.
Oh, the ultra wealthy.
Ultra wealthy. Yeah. So now he says the ultra wealthy have been abusing his fears. Why not just the rich, Bernie? Oh, because you're rich.
Yeah.
That's why,
ultra wealthy.
So now it's the ultra wealthy. He went from being rich. You remember years ago where it was, you know, $1 million
made
millionaires. Now he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
So now it's all about the ultra rich. He's okay now.
He's good, the wealthy. Well, the thing is, guess what? The Jeff Bezos of the world, Bernie. He doesn't care if you burn down one of his Amazon trucks or 50 of his Amazon trucks. He doesn't care one bit.
It's a decimal point, right?
Yeah,
it's
it doesn't matter. Not even.
0.0004.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You think, Bill Gates, do you think Bill Gates is worried in his apartment in downtown Seattle? No, he's on his compound on the mountainside.
By the way, when did he become a doctor, Bill Gates?
When did he become
a doctor? It's amazing.
He's smart.
We bring two doctors on our show, on the radio show. Dr. Erickson, who is on the front line of COVID, dealt with over 6,000 patients, talking about how this is mishandled. And everybody's saying, well, look, I'm not listening to those two doctors. I'm going to listen to Bill Gates. Well, I think the doctors were actually trained in that, right?
They were right,
Bill Gates was dead on. And we were dead on. If Bill Gates wants to talk about software engineering
or operating systems,
I'm in.
Spreadsheets?
Right?
Cool.
I'm going to listen. Why? Because that's what he was clearly trained in, right? He's not a doctor. I'm sorry, folks. He's a billionaire, but he's not a doctor, right?
Right.
The doctors who were on the front line that we had on our show said, this is clearly not being handled the right way, right? And what blows my mind, again, continues to blow my mind, is we've got leadership in New York like Andrew Cuomo and Mark Poloncarz that still have the good people shut down. And by the way, are you business owners going to get a set of stones and just start to open up? In Erie County, we had one guy that I can think of, a gym owner, Robbie, out in Orchard Park, that said, "I'm gonna fight. This is my free will. This is my right to be able to open my gym. If you don't feel comfortable coming in, you don't have to. Right. But I'm gonna open." How could it be, with all the businesses in Erie County, that there's only one guy with a set of stones that steps up and says, "Too bad."
Yep.
I continue to say this: if we owned a restaurant, we don't. That's not the business we're in. We happen to be in an essential business. If it wasn't deemed essential, I assure you, we would be open.
Absolutely.
There is no doubt about it. If I owned a restaurant, we would be open. And the sign on the door would say, "You don't need to wear a mask." By the way, stop. The masks are ridiculous. You're scaring the children at this point. That's what continues. You're scaring the children. If you want a social distance, you think your immune system screwed up, then you stay away. But you look ridiculous wearing a mask in your own car by yourself. You are scaring the children. Stop.
So this was Buffalo last night, by the way. Car drove through the protest. Two cops were run over. Two people were shot.
Three
people are in custody.
I think the two people shot were the ones that ran the cop over. I think they tracked them down.
I don't know. I hope I'll find that out.
But
I don't know. I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. I mean, this is to the point now. And again, you have good job, Antifa, right?
Yep.
You have completely taken the message away. And for Governor Cuomo, for de Blasio. I mean, Governor Cuomo was out yesterday going, well, I understand why they're protesting. Yeah, I'm not going to call the National Guard. Yeah. They have a right to protest, he says.
Yeah. But I'm proud of my daughter.
Russ Thompson, no.
Yeah.
You know, Russ Thompson tries to just do a drive around the Niagara Square. And yeah. Remember this, folks? This was only a couple weeks ago. You must remember, right?
Yeah.
This wasn't years ago. This was 3 weeks ago. Russ Thompson organizes a just drive around the downtown's Niagara Square.
Very peaceful.
And honk your horns. Very peaceful. He said, nobody get out of their cars. And everybody came out and said, oh, my God, look, what if an ambulance has to get from City Hall to rush somebody with emergency COVID to the Buffalo Medical Center? Oh, my God. How irresponsible. Why is it not irresponsible now?
No.
Now they're running over police officers in the streets, but I don't hear any cries from
anybody. De Blasio's proud of him.
No,
De Blasio's proud of him. Can we play that clip? I want to play that clip because I think this is important. The clip I sent you with the everyday...
The guy in Rochester?
No, the everyday young lady who, they were interviewing some folks live in New York City.
Yeah.
Now, this is a very clean-cut lady, lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine in a million years somebody burning down my town and me going, look at...
It's probably well-deserved.
Yeah, this has been years in the making. Like, I would be... Are you kidding? First of all, you wouldn't get the interview because I would be out there fighting.
Right,
I would be out there swinging.
Right.
I would be out there doing whatever I have to do to defend my turf.
This is crazy. This one here, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get this going.
Night of violent protests. Eyewitness News reporter Candace McCowan spoke to business owners.
They didn't speak to business owners, by the way.
What started as mostly peaceful protests, NYPD saying when night fell, the destruction began. Cameras capturing looters inside this Urban Outfitters at 14th and 6th, moments after the windows were shattered.
That's our right to protest.
It's all right,
man.
That's not a business owner, by the way.
No. Yeah,
I'm disturbed by both sides of it.
Honestly, I think the looting is completely justified. These people have been looted from by this country their entire lives.
Wow.
The damage
you talk about being brainwashed. Now, this is a very clean-cut young lady.
Brain dead, right?
Well, I think they've been looted for... How have they been looted for years, right? There is nobody that does not have an incredible opportunity in the United States of America right now. I assure you, by the way, this is how freaking easy it is to get ahead in the U.S. because there is just such a lack of talent. All you need to do to
get
ahead.
It's not a lack of talent. It's a lack of drive and motivation. Yeah.
All you need to do right now, if you want to make some money, is go back to school to be a plumber, electrician,
not even.
A welder. If you just say, look it, I will volunteer to clean up your backyard, you can make six figures and you can put together a whole team
of
people that can make this huge business out of just showing up for work.
Some of the wealthiest people we know don't even have a high school degree.
That's right.
That is no joke, folks.
Yeah, their heart was bigger than their brain.
All you need is hard work. That's the best part about this country.
Yes.
You don't have to be the ultra smart. You don't have to be the ultra wealthy.
That's right.
You just need to be the ultra hardworking person.
Yep.
You can start. Look, if I didn't have a degree, if I was dumber than a bag of hammers, honest to God, I would start a pizzeria. Yeah. I worked for a pizzeria in college, right? I delivered pizzas for this guy. This guy had a beautiful home. He did an awesome job. He ran an incredible pizzeria. He had a high school degree. He never went to Michigan State like I did.
Yeah.
I was going there for my finance degree. He never got his degree there. He started delivering pizzas. He went to Michigan State for 1 year. I got to know the guy really well. He went to Michigan State for 1 year. He started working in a pizza place like I did, and then he bought one. And then he dropped out of college.
Yeah.
And the guy had a beautiful home, $500,000 home. He did a great job, right? He was the only pizza place, by the way, that was open until 3 o'clock in the morning. That's why he did so well.
Yeah.
Because the bars at the time would close at 2. And he was smart enough to know every other pizza place in town closed at 2 a.m. Every other place.
That 1 hour.
But honest to God, I went to work for a guy. I can't think of his name anymore, but the place was called Good Times Pizza.
That's funny.
And I'll never forget. I asked him one time, like, why do we stay open so late? Like, this sucks, man. We close at 3. I got to spend an hour cleaning up. I don't get out of here until 4. He goes, Glenn, you know how much business we do in that last hour? Every single person being kicked out of the bars at 1:45 and 2 o'clock
needs their
fix. They all go home and order a pizza.
That's right.
And honest to God, we would deliver that last hour.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I might deliver more pizzas in that last hour to drunken idiots than I would.
That made the margins.
Which the best part was the drunken, they tipped like great, right? They were like, oh my God, you're the best. Here's a 20. Like, cool. Pizza's $5. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
But he was a smart guy. He wasn't book smart.
Yeah,
he was business smart.
Yeah.
He was street smart. But most importantly, he worked his butt off, man. He worked hard.
You know, I can't find somebody to open up my pool.
That's right.
In the city of Buffalo.
Why
and
bother?
That, right.
Why
I bother? Mean, how could it be where we have unemployment rates at record highs?
Yeah, 20%.
Right?
Now.
Record highs. There's supposedly no opportunity out there, but yet I can't find somebody to open my pool.
Well, that'll be the longer we pay people not to work, the longer they're not going to work. And this is going
to
be.
And the more this whole thing just continues to explode. And by the way,
this is going to be the problem.
Here's something
for sure.
that is we've got to be careful about because we're money managers and the world is. The country is on fire in parts of the country, right? But the stock market's going up, right? I'm not saying we're not going to have some kind of a pullback, but you really have got to be careful as an investor because sometimes investors will look at what's going on right now and think the stock market is going to react exactly to what's going on now, or the market will react to what's going on later. And by the way, the economy can suck, and we said this under Obama, but you could see the market go up. And why? Because there's less players. Those players that are going to be out there are going to win, right? They're going to make more money in the long term. The sad thing is you're going to probably continue to see companies like Amazon dominate. And by the way, the more we burn retail,
the mom and pop shops down.
The mom and pop shops down, the less opportunity there's going to be. You pointed this out earlier in the podcast. They're not going to reopen there, right? They're not going to reopen there. Well, guess where these people are going to have to buy their products? Amazon. So what they're bitching about, a lot of these people, is these big companies are taking over everything. There's no opportunity for the small mom and pop, yet they burn down the mom and pop, and the big companies get bigger, and they've done this with the banking system. Now they're moving on to retail, right? The answer to that, as you said, will be with retail. Well, if you want to open up over here, you're going to have to open up over here. So they're just going to go screw it and go out of business. And the only thing left will be Amazon. It'll be Walmart.com. Yep. Watch and see, right? Yep. But the opportunity for that small mom and pop to move in. Years ago, you know, the old school, there used to be an opportunity to get into banking, to open up your own bank, right?
No, not anymore.
I mean, remember the old school days of, I'm going to go down to my banker, and you know, it's the Bank of Alden. It's the Bank of Evans Bank out in the South Towns. It's Lakeshore Savory. You don't see any new banks opening up. Why? Because there's no opportunity there anymore. The government
has
crushed.
Well, you can't. The regulations are way too high.
Yeah, they've crushed any opportunity. But that used to not be the case.
Oh, no.
You had years
decades ago, lots of businesses.
Decades ago, you used to be able to get together with a bunch of people in the community and start your own community bank.
Sure.
Right? Hey, look, this is a town of XYZ, and we're going to start XYZ Bank. Can't do it anymore.
Very difficult.
But the
big
banks will get bigger. They'll get bigger.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this is, you know, it's just one of those things where the liberals are always talking about, well, we can't have the Walmarts. We can't have the Amazons. Look, they're getting bigger and bigger. And yet you're the ones that are killing the mom and pops.
That's
right. Governor Cuomo is the one that won't let the flower shop open, that won't let the hair salons open in any reasonable way, that won't let the nail salons open, right? It's not the Republican governors.
No.
It's not the Republicans, folks.
They're opening up.
They're all open, right?
Oh,
they're all open.
By the way, the numbers are going down, and Dave McKinley pointed this out the other day. Andrew Cuomo said, well, the states that opened up too early had to shut down.
No, they didn't. Not
really?
One of them.
Which one?
Not one of them.
Which one?
Not one of them has gone backwards.
Dave McKinley on Channel 2 called out Andrew Cuomo. He's the only one reporting in all of Western New York. He said, really, Andrew, which ones? Now, he didn't say this to Andrew because Andrew won't let him in to question him, right? But what states opened and had this huge explosion out there of cases that had to shut down? But the mental midget supporters go, well, he's right. See, he's right.
So you have
no, he's not. He's lying to you.
Well, this
they
is,
didn't.
That's
the
an important point.
Have actually gone down, not up, right?
Folks, they're calling this. They're calling these peaceful protests. The things you're seeing on the news. I just want to say to everybody, don't just offhand believe everything you hear.
Yeah.
Just because you see it on ABC, don't assume that this is the truth. Okay? They, honest to God, don't forget, ABC was the one that took footage from a Kentucky air show and pawned it off as Syrian war footage.
That's right.
ABC, I believe, was also, what did they do recently? They filmed footage in an Italian hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Or was that CBS? I'm sorry. Which of the main of three offenders was NBC? Yeah. Anyway.
Pawned it off
as a New York City hospital.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When in reality, we were actually closing the $21 million hospital that didn't get one patient in it. Yeah.
So when they say that this is MAGA wearing conservatives or this is, you know, whatever. Here's what this is. And this right here, I pulled up this article from ABC7 in New York. By the way, ABC7, I think it's in Syracuse. I follow her on Twitter and I put her thing. She's the only one outside of McKinley that's actually, she's in the governor's press conference.
Yeah,
she's been the one she's reporter
great.
Going, well, wait a minute now, governor. She's the only one calling him out. I don't know how long she'll stay in there, but she's doing a phenomenal job. I can't think of her name.
She'll go missing.
Yeah, but this one here.
Please, no.
But these are the folks right here, okay? This is the exact person. So, and this is what the New York City Police Commissioner, Dermon Shea, said in a press conference Saturday morning. He says, by the grace of God that we don't have dead officers today. Samantha Shader, 27, was charged with 4 counts of attempted murder as well as attempted arson, assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. She's now facing federal charges, by the way. So this is what needs to happen is the federal government needs to come in, the Justice Department, and charge these people with federal crimes. Guess what? Her sister, Darian Shader, 21, was also charged with resisting arrest. Here's what they did. They threw lit Molotov cocktails at New York police officers trying to light them
on fire.
Doesn't
fit the profile, though, of like what they're looking for, right? These are women.
Two sisters from the Catskills. So there was 4 people in total charged. Brooklyn protests. 3 people, including Catskills women, faced federal charges in Molotov police attacks. So one of 2 sisters from the Catskills allegedly involved in the Molotov cocktail attack on cops is facing federal charges, along with 2 other people in separate but similar incidents during
They need to be locked up federally, right? And I'm so sick of hearing, well, our prisons don't have room. We don't need room. Lock them all up together, right?
But feed remember what rice, I said.
Turn the air conditioning off. Let them suffer.
20-something white kids.
Yep.
This is what this is. I don't know the color of Samantha or her sister. I'm guessing that their parents are probably college professors, right? I'm serious. That's serious.
And they're proud of them.
And they're probably really proud of their kids.
Yeah, for proud of them.
Look, I wouldn't throw a Molotov cocktail at the protesters.
Right.
Right? You don't do that without the intent to kill or majorly harm somebody, right?
You throw a Molotov cocktail at somebody, you intend to kill them.
Or serious injury and harm, right? Yeah. That's really serious stuff, right? But the fact is that, you know, this is what this is. This is a premeditated, pre-organized, we're going to set this up and wait for the match and the opportunity for us to burn down America. And this is phase
fire.
2 now. This is the second phase of Orange Mad Bad in the White House, and the Democrats have said it themselves. We have to do everything possible. We cannot, Nancy Pelosi said, we cannot allow Donald Trump. Adam Schiff
They're doing
said,
whatever they can.
We cannot allow the American people to make the same mistake again. Yeah. What Adam Schiff, what Nancy Pelosi, what these Democrats are saying is, you, the American people, made a huge mistake by putting Donald Trump in, and we're not going to let you make that mistake again. We're going to do mail-in ballots, and we are going to pick the next president.
That's
scary.
Well,
scary.
Don Lemon was on the other day. He goes, this is the Trump economy now. This is what, like, what? Like, you're blaming the riots on Donald Trump.
This is the Trump economy.
That's what he said.
Donald Trump should have came out, though, day one.
Oh, absolutely.
And should have said he waited.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And now he's being aggressive, like, specifically around the White House, right?
Right.
Now they're finally being aggressive.
Yeah.
You need to be aggressive right off the bat. You go on offense. They want to peacefully protest? That's fine. The minute they start getting in police officers' faces and threatening
arrest
them.
Arrest all of them. Surround them and arrest
every
them
every single one of them and be proactive. I don't care if you got to tear gas them. I don't care what you need to do. You don't let that escalate. You show that you're going on the offense.
Here's what happens if it escalates.
Clearly going defensive is not working.
Defensive?
Right?
They're just basically letting things.
And last night in New York City, they were going building to building to building.
Right.
And I'm not kidding you. The police officers were following.
Right.
Like, they're here, then they're here.
Right.
Okay, surround the whole goddamn city and go get these guys.
Right. And for those that say, well, they don't have the manpower. Oh, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
They've got, believe
me. Yes, they do. You're not talking about hundreds of thousands of people.
Look,
literally hundreds of people can do millions and trillions of dollars worth of damage, which is going on right now, right?
Yes.
You do have a lot of peaceful protesters out there. Mostly you have people that just want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
right? They're out there being nosy, right? Which, by the way, again, goes back to the whole bullshit of stop the social distancing crap and let people get back to work, right? If business owners if business owners have the ability to sit in their business with a shotgun with their employees, right, maybe some of this crap would stop.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we can't. And now in Erie County, Mark Poloncarz, you are such a joke, Mark. He's coming out with shields for the hairdressers. So you have people burning down businesses, running over police officers, and you're focused on a hairdresser wearing a shield so they don't get the flu, which, by the way, is petering itself out and has never really been that big of an issue. We've thrown every dead body at the count, right? From gunshot wounds
to drownings.
And we're up to 100 grand. My guess is if we were really to look at the numbers, maybe it's what, half? So it's less than the flu 2 years ago. Total joke. Anyways, well, how are we?
We're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time.
Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us, Lily said, thank you, by the way. You know we're going to forget, right? YouTube.
Hit the bell icon.
Look it. We need conservative talk. We need as much as we can, and we appreciate your help. Do us a favor. Hit the bell. Like us on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, by the way. A lot of stuff we talk about, we post to our Twitter and our Facebook pages. So do us a favor, and make sure you catch us on all social media and share the podcast. We need all the help we can to get the conservative message out there now more than ever.
No doubt.
Because, you know, obviously these social media platforms are trying to shut us out.
At some point, we film this and record this at 9 o'clock on Tuesday mornings. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we are probably going to, when we do it live, so these are not, you know, overly edited or whatnot. So at some point, we're going to probably start to stream this live and allow for you to call and ask questions.
We've got to take phone calls. Yeah, maybe we can do like a drive time or something. That would be so cool if we could do drive time.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Or something.
We did stream on Facebook today? How did we do that? What's streaming?
Ooh, good call. You didn't tell
us,
right?
I didn't know.
Didn't call.
But what are you recording and how are you doing that?
We filmed about 10 minutes on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So not the whole thing.
All right.
Oh, well, gotcha.
Part of it was streaming live on Facebook today. So,
all right. Well,
make sure you go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. We do manage money for a living. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Retail offices in Rochester, New York, Buffalo, New York, and down in South Florida, Palm Beach and Jupiter, Florida. So, on behalf of Mike Lomas-Gunwiggle, we'll see you next week.